Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Welcome, everybody, to the show. It's an interesting weekend. We were talking the first hour about a bunch of things that I'll go over a review real quickly, and then we'll go to your phone calls. If you want to be with me, it's 1-866-444-3478. A lot of questions about the freeze, the snow, and all that, and about plants. We can talk about that a little bit. There's not a whole lot you can do right now. I hope that you have been organic. If you've been using organic techniques, you will have had you will have created a situation with your plants where they have a greater possibility of surviving, even if you've stretched the envelope, you know, pushed the envelope a little bit too much and planted something and then didn't protect it, like I have in a couple of cases. I've got some really interesting experiments where I planted things, and we're going to we'll be looking to see if they made it. If they do, we'll learn something out of it, whether they made it or not. But the number is 866-444-3478. Roads are terrible out there. I took a made the brilliant decision this morning to take Northwest Highway, secondary road across Dallas to the station here instead of getting out on the highways. Highways were pretty clear. And I put something on Facebook about the fact that they're so badly managed. There's no sand out there at all. People were sliding all over the place and having wrecks. I almost had two wrecks myself coming in. People zipping out, you know, losing control, zipping out into the road. A couple people mentioned on Facebook that the authorities, the county and state and local people, have run out of materials. So that's bad. They should have had more in stockpile. Plus the fact, as I've commented there, the best way to control, the best way to manage ice is sand. You know, not anything fancy, no fertilizers. We hate synthetic fertilizers to be put out. They contaminate the soil and they'll go down into the water system and you know, bad. They rust out things on cars and the list goes on and on and on. All you need to put out is sand. My favorite sand is lava sand for ice. It's so gritty, you know, it has such a texture to it, all kinds of angles and holes and cavities in it, that it really works very, very well. But if you don't have any of it around, just regular sharp sand works about it as well. And that's what a lot of the highway people use. It's just kind of surprising to me to see how little there is out there. They use some on the overpasses, but very little was used on the rest of the streets, which are all frozen in ice because it's been below freezing now for several days. So it's not just the overpasses that are in trouble. But if you haven't put out anything yet and you're thinking about it, please don't put out salt. Salt is just horrible. And please don't put out another salt that a lot of people use, and that's fertilizer. Synthetic fertilizer is a salt. It's one of the reasons that we don't like it. And you can put it out, and, yeah, it'll help some, but so will sand. And if you use volcanic sand, it won't not only will it not be a problem, but it's beneficial. When it gets kicked up into the turf and into the beds and washes down into the water stream. So, you know, use some common sense and save some money. Sand's also cheaper than some of these other fancy snow melt kinds of products that are used out there. Logan, my announcer and daughter has a gig that, and she gave me some interesting input, and I'm afraid that it's, unfortunately, it's kind of a common situation out there. She's working, with, friends at a hotel, you know, helping with, the serving of drinks and hors d'oeuvres and things like that. And she said yesterday it was really slow. Hopefully it'll get better for people, especially if somebody gets some sand out on the roads, and take a look before you go somewhere at the reports and all that, and see where the streets are the best. The main roads, the main highways seem to be pretty clear. It's the secondary ones that seem to be the biggest problem. At least it appeared that way to me. If you got any questions about that, give me a call. If you got questions about plants, what we can do at this point, nothing. You know, wait and see what happens. Like I said, I hope you've been using organic techniques. You definitely have a window of cushion there of probably somewhere between 4 and as much as 10 degrees difference in whether the plants will be severely injured or killed or not by using the organic program, especially when seaweed has been part of the deal. And I talked in length the previous hour, which you can hear a podcast later on, about Garrett juice, this thing that we call Garrett juice. Talked about the formula and the ingredients, and I told everybody I would talk about what each of the ingredients does, and I didn't get to that, so I'm going to do that. Just a quick update on the Garrett juice in general is that it's a mixture, it's a formula, it's a concept. We were talking about that at the Texas Plant and Soil Lab show down in their seminar down in the Valley, down in McAllen. Had a good time, got a chance to visit with a lot of people that are in this industry and shared some thoughts and talked about working together and continuing this tipping point that we think is getting pretty close to actually finally happening with organics, the world getting into it and really going mainstream. Reason it works so much better. But one of the things that we were talking about down there is everybody's different way of doing this thing called Garrett juice. Our formula is very, very simple. I say it's ours. It's a shared formula that a lot of people have a similar version of. But what kept popping up, and I had run into this before from some of my friends, when I talked to other people in the organic industry about their version of a Garrett juice, their organic mixture that they like to use, whether it's John Dromgoole's John's Recipe, or a friend of mine in Georgia's got a mixture that he uses. Sabino Cortez has a mixture that's compost tea, molasses, trace minerals, and some things. Everybody has a very similar kind of a mix, except for one ingredient. And we keep talking to people about that ingredient. In fact, we talked about it quite a bit at the seminar, and people are starting to agree and say they're going to add it, and it'll be interesting to see. They should, because it makes it a whole lot better. The ingredients that everybody uses in Garrett juice are some kind of compost tea, and it can be a liquid humate, it can be a compost tea, it can be a compost extraction liquid. It can be several different things that evolve around that term compost tea. It could even be coffee. I was telling the people the first hour, if you live in an apartment in some place where organic products aren't sold, you can use coffee grounds and soak them in water and make what you're making is a nice stale coffee. And that can function as a compost tea right there. It's a good fertilizer. The dry stuff thrown out is a good fertilizer too, but turning it into a liquid for your compost tea part of Garrett juice is a good idea. The rest of the ingredients that are used all by everybody out there pretty much are liquid fish and seaweed and some kind of sugar. We mostly use molasses. One of my friends, the guy in Georgia I mentioned, uses a high Brix sugar of some other source that he likes a lot. Any sugar would work, whatever is cost effective for you. But the one that everybody misses that's so important is vinegar. Vinegar, I think, may be the most important ingredient in Garrett juice in some ways. Natural apple cider vinegar is what we're talking about. And we're not talking about a white strong vinegar like we would use to spray and kill weeds. And we're talking about apple cider vinegar. And just going through those ingredients real quickly about what they do specifically. Vinegar, I was telling people previously that you can use by itself. Apple cider vinegar can be put in water at 1 tablespoon up to 1 ounce per gallon of water and used to water your interior plants. It works great. we stumbled into that at some point years and years ago. A friend of mine down in Austin, Trisha Shirey, who's been on my show, and she fills in for John Dromgoole on his show in Austin from time to time. She's an organic gardener and also a manager of a resort down there that uses organic techniques, and she teaches growing vegetables and cooking and everything. And she and I got into this conversation about vinegar years ago, and she was the first one that got back to me and said, Howard, it just works great for interior plants and potted plants and whatever. Just mix it into your watering it to that tablespoon or to an ounce per gallon of water. We'll talk more about vinegar, what it does specifically, and other ingredients in Garrett juice right after this. The website's dirtdoctor.com. I'm Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I have a recommendation. It's a recommendation that may seem out of the ordinary for an organic gardening guy, but not really. Health is my subject, and hearing is a very important part of your health. Affordable Hearing is my recommendation. They have offices in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. They have a hearing helpline that you can use anytime or use it to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home, believe it or not. Just try it out for a week. There's no charge or obligation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past?
Well, that's even more reason to call Affordable Hearing. 800-521-1592.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at DirtDoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we got open line, so jump in here and let's chat about whatever you want to talk about. I'm going to continue to talk about these ingredients and exactly what they do, because I promised to do it and never did it, so we'll do that first. But jump on here at 866-444-3478. We're talking about Garrett juice, the concept of Garrett juice, the mixture, and I call it a concept because there are mixtures. Everybody has their own version of this. Ours appears to be better from all the research and all the input that we're getting, and one of the reasons is the vinegar portion of the mixture. The formula is 1 cup of compost tea and then 1 ounce each. It's a very simple formula, 1 ounce each, and this goes into a gallon of water. 1 ounce of fish, 1 ounce of liquid seaweed, 1 ounce of sugar. Molasses is my favorite sugar, but there are options there. And then 1 ounce of apple cider vinegar. You can use a white distilled vinegar, and it would work okay. Apple cider vinegar would work a lot better. We never use 20% or 30% vinegar. Those products are made from glacial acetic acid, which is a petroleum-based product and don't fit in an organic program, in my opinion. So the only two vinegars that I recommend are apple cider vinegar for the Garrett juice mixture, or for just watering plants, mixing with water and watering plants. And then 10% vinegar that's made from grain alcohol. In other words, it's a natural vinegar, but it's made from grain alcohol rather than from apples, which is what apple cider vinegar does. What does vinegar do? It acts as a catalyst. It acts as a stimulant. It helps to make trace minerals and even some nutrients, some major nutrients available in some cases to the plant. It helps like amino acids and hormones do. It has that function, and that's one thing that we were talking about at the seminar down in the valley, was what the different people used in their ingredients to do that. And it dawned on me listening to them talk about their expensive ingredients that they added to their liquid mixtures, that we didn't have to do that, and the reason, because vinegar is in there and functions in that capacity. Vinegar also is a mild fertilizer. Years ago, I was writing a column for the Dallas Morning News, and I from the very beginning, I got critics coming out of the woodwork, you know, that were organized, some of the landscape industry organizations universities really came after us saying that we were crazy and didn't know what we were talking about all this organic stuff. And one of the things that one guy wrote about one day was that vinegar is vinegar. My recommendations of apple cider vinegar were silly, that there was no difference in white vinegar and apple cider vinegar, and they were both just acetic acid. Well, that's the kind of criticism that I used to get more than I do. I still do. That's just inane. They don't even know what they're talking about. Instead of arguing about it, I just had a test made of both the vinegars that we recommended. And a couple of interesting things popped out of that investigation. One is even the white vinegar has some trace minerals in it, which I was surprised about a little bit. It does have acetic acid in it, but it's got other things as well. Apple cider vinegar is loaded with trace minerals. And so it functions as a mild but very effective fertilizer. It has this buffering power on the pH. pH is not a big factor in an organic program. We don't worry about it. It's almost irrelevant. But when you have a pH that's really out of whack because your soil is really alkaline, high calcium soil, or your water is very alkaline and a high pH, or both, the vinegar is one of those things that helps to mitigate that, helps to neutralize it and buffer it, probably as well as anything you can use. And you don't have to use a lot. Like I say, 1 ounce per gallon of water is all we use here. You can, if you have a really severely out of whack chemistry in your water or soil, especially if the pH is really high, it's super alkaline, and for whatever reason the pH just really got messed up at some point, high on the high side, this vinegar will do you a great, great benefit in the Garrett juice or by itself, just mixed with water. Now, people that are in acid soils probably are thinking, and we talk about this all the time, scratching their head saying, well, I shouldn't use it if I have acid soil. And Yep, you should. There's balancing and buffering that come from it, even in an acid situation used at the rates that we use it in the Garrett juice, 1 ounce per gallon, and used, you know, on a monthly or by every 2 weeks basis. You're not going to be at that rate lowering pH with that mixture. It mixed with these other ingredients just makes a beautiful, beautiful balancing blend for people in any soil, any pH, any chemistry out there, sand or clay. The other ingredients in the Garrett juice next would be sugar. What does sugar do in the mixture? Well, sugar is a biostimulant. It fires up biological activity. It revs them up furiously in the beginning. You know, we're putting out sugar, not at a huge rate, here, 1 ounce per gallon is what it's in there at. And it stimulates bacteria. And we used to think it would only stimulate bacteria, but along with the bacteria came the fungus and came the protozoa and came other beneficial organisms. Well, let me talk a little bit more about sugar when I come back. Number's 866-444-3478.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bamboo cutting boards, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient lighting, and natural pet products. The place you'll find all the products you need for your organic lifestyle is at the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com. So log on to TheDirtDoctor.com and visit the Green Living Store today.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. And the rest of those ingredients in the Garrett, just real quickly, the sugar is, you know, going to stimulate biological activity, whether you use white sugar or molasses. But the reason we like molasses is that it has the trace minerals. It has nutrients in there and stimulates biological activity and feeds the plant. It feeds the microbes as well, and just is a great ingredient. The seaweed has growth-stimulating capabilities. It has NPK. It has trace minerals. It helps with the buffering power. It's the specific ingredient in Garrett juice that will help the cold tolerance of plants. For a long time, research has existed saying that it would increase the cold tolerance of plants in the 4 to 5 degree range if you spray on a regular basis. If you use seaweed, liquid seaweed, in with fish and sugar and apple cider vinegar and compost tea, in other words, Garrett juice, it works even better to do that. You get more than these five things added together. You get a symbiotic relationship that's just great. The fish does a lot of the same things. It has nutrients. It has the NPK, has lots of trace minerals. A little bit more horsepower from that standpoint than the seaweed does. But the two of them together just have different hormones and different stimulators and different acids and different things that help plant growth. And all of these things don't hurt biological activity. That might be the most important thing of all. When you use synthetic fertilizer, whether it's the blue-green, soluble stuff, or whether it's the famous 4:1:2 ratio fertilizer that the universities recommend still, or anything in between, those fertilizers not only don't help biological activity, they harm it. And so using something that stimulates the microbes, provides nutrients, provides stimulation, and buffering and all of that, it just works great in every way for all kinds of plants. And speaking of all kinds of plants, Betty wants to talk about orchids, it looks like. Hello, Betty. Betty, you there? Hello, Betty.
Okay. Hello.
There you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I'm having pretty good luck with using the vinegar in the water for the orchids. They're reblooming. But I was wondering if the Thrive would help or something else.
Well, Thrive, yeah, I hadn't even got around to talking about adding living organisms to this Garrett juice idea, which makes it not only work better, but a whole lot better. You threw me a little bit there, though, Betty. You said you're growing the orchids in water?
No. I'm putting vinegar in the water when you water them. And yeah. I'm having very good, results with them reblooming. But I just thought maybe the Thrive might even help it even more.
Oh, absolutely. Judy, my wife, has been playing around with orchids, and she never got involved in the gardening much at all, but she got interested in orchids because we have a friend that has a greenhouse, and he had really gotten into it, and he gave her a few, and I gave her some, and she started seeing that if she fertilized with the Garrett juice, that they would come back into bloom real easily, and we've just learned through that it works great, and the vinegar is a very important part of the Garrett juice. I'd recommend you use those other ingredients, not just the apple cider vinegar.
Okay. Will it say on the package how much to use in your water?
Well, if you make your own, like I was talking about, which is a cup of compost tea and then an ounce of all those other ingredients I was talking about, you use it in that form.
Oh, okay.
That is the mixture ready to use. If you buy a commercial product, it'll be concentrated more than that, and you just follow the label instructions to dilute it like it says on the label. But that brings you down to this formula that I've been talking about.
Okay.
Which is a cup of compost tea, an ounce of fish, seaweed, sugar, and vinegar in a gallon of water. What Judy does, she uses one of the commercial products, and she'll mix up a pitcher or two full. And then she just puts, she doesn't use a lot. She just puts it down in the roots, of the orchids. I missed it on the foliage a little bit, and I'll pour a little bit on the foliage. You want to be careful about that, though, Betty, and not get any liquid at all, doesn't matter what it is, down in the cups of the leaves. You probably know that can lead to some problems. If you do, just dump it out and make sure it's not left wet. That can lead to some rot and stuff.
Okay.
But the only other key on growing orchids is don't spray fertilizer on the plants and don't put the fertilizer in the roots when they're in bud and bloom. Just wait till they have faded completely. Start doing it at that point. They'll come back into bloom so quickly. You'll be fascinated. It's got the reputation of being a plant that's tough to grow. Kind of like roses, really. Roses, with the organic techniques that we use, again, we use Garrett juice as the base. Very easy to grow, very easy to control the insect and disease problems, and just have beautiful, beautiful luck. The roses that we had kept their green foliage up to about 2 weeks ago. It works better in every way. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Betty, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, and have a great day, and take care going home.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there's a restaurant that I want to stop at going back today, and it's on that same route, so I guess I might stick my neck out and try it again. 866-444-3478. Frank and Tyler next up. Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Garrett. I have a question regarding, you mentioned using fish in the Garrett juice. Mm-hmm. Which is better, freshwater fish or saltwater fish?
That's a good question. The people that make the fish hydrolyzate products use saltwater fish. They use kind of a trash fish as far as how it's considered for human consumption. But it works great for making fish hydrolyzate because it's real high in nutrients and it's just real uniform and all that kind of thing. Frank, probably the answer to your question is that freshwater and saltwater fish will both work, and it's more of a question of which ones do you have access to.
I've got access to the freshwater.
I think they'll work great. And if you,
well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you know.
Okie doke. You're going to blend, crush, and use the entire fish?
The bone, what's left from the fillets.
That'll be fine. It would be better if you use the entire fish.
Entire fish? All right.
But using the waste is a close second. It'll probably have a little bit more odor for you. But with the molasses and all, it's really not that big a deal, especially using it outside.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call.
Right-o.
And by the way, something came up on Bob Webster's show when we were talking this morning, and that is the question of salt. If you have some salt residue on seaweed or on fish or in coconut fiber or anything that you use, salt water salt is not only not a problem, it's a fertilizer. It's a really good fertilizer. A lot of people are using sea salt as a mineral nutrient in their fertilizer mixes now and having really good success. You know, we use the Redmond sea salt a lot. I take it personally every day, and using it as part of the animal feeding program or your soil feeding program is a great thing. They also have a clay product that's great, and there are some others. I just ran in to one. Some of my buddies in the industry have been telling me about this product for a while, and I finally met the people and have learned a little bit more about it. It's a soil mineral product that we're going to probably be recommending putting into potting soils and bed preparation called Florastem, and it's just loaded with trace minerals. So a lot of these things that some people might think are a problem can end up being a real benefit to the soil and the production of whatever you're trying to grow. 866-444-3478. Here's Carol in Flint, Texas. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I got a little net fly problem, and I'm pretty sure they're coming out of the dirt in my house plants here. I'm not sure. I brought some of them in from outside in the fall. But I don't know how to get rid of them. I keep killing them, but, I got these little sticky things that they, but I don't know how to kill them in the dirt.
Are these fungus gnats, you think, or do you know what they are, Carol?
I don't know what they are. They just fly real slow, and they're almost like a fruit fly or smaller.
It's probably fungus gnats. Those things come from two different sources. They come from potted plants where you're keeping the soil watered a little bit too much and providing a real good environment for them. So if you'll cut back on your watering, that'll probably help. Most people water too much and too often their interior.
Yeah, I'm guilty. I know that.
Yeah, plants anyway. So cut back on that, and long term, that's probably going to solve the problem. You can kill them with orange oil as a drench. 2 ounces per gallon of water as a drench, or spray them, and when they're flying around, it'll kill them out of the air. Plus, it smells good, and it's a good cleaner too. Also, the products that are sold under the name BTI, well, they're sold under other names. They're sold under names like Bactamos, Briquettes, and Mosquito Dunks. They are for killing mosquito larvae primarily, but if you'll notice on the label, they're also labeled for fungus gnats, and it works very, very well.
Okay.
And those are out there in the stores, pretty much any hardware store, feed store, garden center that sells any organic products at all, they'll be in the shelves.
Okay. If I use the orange oil on the to water them with, it doesn't bother the roots of the plant?
If you keep it at 2 ounces per gallon of water or less, you want to really be safe, keep it at 1 ounce, and then you for sure don't have a problem. But if you've got a, if you're trying to kill the gnats with them, the 2 ounces you might use one time, and then the next time drop it down to just an ounce. If you use the BTI products like I mentioned,
yeah,
there's no risk of burning plants or hurting anything with that product at all.
Well, I've never seen them. Who would carry them?
Well, most any hardware, just any regular hardware store, it'll surprise you. If you'll go in, they'll probably have them in the shelves, you know, the Ace stores and the regular hardware stores. Yeah. Garden centers, pretty much across the board, garden centers and nurseries and feed stores will have a one or maybe even both of those BTI products because they're sold for primarily for mosquito control. But a little known fact is they're actually better for fungus gnats than they are for mosquitoes.
Can it be put in a trough for drink water for horses?
It can, but a better way and an easier way to go there, I learned from some rancher friends, is you have some lemons around that have kind of gotten on the little bit too ripe side.
Yeah.
Just chop them up and throw them in the horse trough, and it works as well as anything there.
Really?
Yeah, but the BTI is safe, and you can absolutely use it around your livestock in the water.
Okay. Well,
I got to run. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back. Well, as most of you know, I have a new dog. His name is Tater, and he's great. He makes me laugh every day. That's one of my favorite things about dogs. Got him from the SPCA. He's on the Munster Natural Dog Foods. We have all of them because I'm always trying to find out which ones are the best for different kinds of dogs, different breeds, different sizes. And all I can tell you right now is that Tater and Hannah, who we've had for a longer period of time, like all of them. The green bag for normally active dogs, the red bag for mothers, athletes, and puppies, and even the new chicken and rice formula that doesn't have corn or wheat. The only one I don't really use is the blue bag, which is for the older and slower dogs. We don't have any of them right now. They're all great. Give them a try. You can find them at your local store. If not, check MunsterMilling.com or go to DirtDoctor.com for Munster Natural dog food and cat food. One of the most common communications I receive is how great planting is after using Alpha Biosystems Thrive. There's a lot of other products on the market that have Thrive in the name, but be sure that the one you get is the one I'm talking about. It's alphabiosystems.com, the website. That telephone number for information is 888-265-7929. Great for all your plants, but especially plants that aren't doing as well as you'd like. Thrive.
Texas Olive Ranch is producing some of the highest quality olive oil available today. A recent study found that Texas Olive Ranch 100% pure extra virgin olive oil is superior in quality to California and imported Italian olive oils. Flavorful, aromatic, and the right kind of oil for healthy, balanced meals. Buy Texas Olive Ranch products at Central Market, Whole Food, or online at TexasOliveRanch.com. You also can schedule a visit to the ranch in South Texas and even buy trees to grow your own olives. That's TexasOliveRanch.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. deal. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel outdoor power equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's steeldealers.com. All prices are CDC VME SRP, available at participating dealers.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Howard, back with you. And by the way, in case I've run out of time here at the end, don't forget, if you haven't signed up, you need to. We're running out of time a little bit for the cooking seminar, the cooking class that Amanda Love and I are doing February the 19th. Information is on the website on dirtdoctor.com, right over there on the left-hand side. So check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy it. Roger is next up, Fort Hood, Texas. Hello, Roger.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I hope the lady that you just talked about or talked to about the fungus gnats, hope she's still listening. If I could, I'll share my experience with those.
Sure. Love to hear it.
I had those things so bad, it looked like someone had sprinkled pepper around the edge of the wall from time to time.
Okay.
And at first I thought it was droppings from something, but it turned out to be fungus gnats from my plants.
Yeah.
So I would take 1 tablespoon of, I think I was using 9% vinegar at the time, with a gallon of water and shake it real good. And every week on Sunday I would water my plants. And I went on the computer to check the life cycle of those things, and it was 14 days, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly to that day, 14 days later, they were all gone.
That's very, very mild mixture, tablespoon per gallon. But that vinegar is pretty magical stuff, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I find out every day how magic it is for something else, you know?
Well, yeah, I take it myself, too. I think it's a real important benefit for your health, especially if you use a nice, clean, organically you know, organic apple cider vinegar. But the other thing I probably, you remind me to mention one other thing, Roger. There's another source, another possible source of fungus gnats, and it's fruit that has gotten too ripe in the house.
Right.
And we're bad about that sometimes. We'll leave something around and we'll have them kind of fire up. But they, people.
Well, there was something she said that caught my attention that it might not be. I don't know. She said she could see them flying around.
Mm-hmm.
I never could see any of them flying around.
They do fly. It's interesting that yours weren't. But whatever the critters are, if yours were some other insect or whatever, you know, the vinegar obviously worked on them too.
Oh, it worked beautiful. And you put me on, gave me a clue, you know, about the keeping the plants too damp.
Yeah, most people water too much. That was something my wife Judy taught me also. She became in charge of our interior plants, and she was doing what I was observing to be almost torture of them for a while by watering. I used to water once a week, you know, like a lot of people do. I just didn't think about it. That's what I did, so that's what I kept doing.
Right.
But she cut the watering back to where it was like on some interior plants a month between waterings.
Wow.
And some got in stress, and she had to kind of adjust and everything. But the thing that it taught us both is that you can, in an interior situation, and especially if you're using organic techniques and have some pretty healthy soil, you can really go a lot longer between waterings, and it's better for the plants.
Mm-hmm. I found maybe something like 13 to 15 days was much better for me.
That works in your situation. Yeah, it just depends on what the plants are and all that kind of thing. Some of the real xeric plant, for example, I grow aloe vera. I don't have any right now. I need to get some. I had used them all outside and everything. But aloe vera will grow as an interior plant pretty well. A lot of people think it's a desert plant, needs to be in full sun all the time, but it does pretty well inside. You probably don't have to water it more than once a month and a half. You know,
I had good luck with aloe vera out on the back porch.
Yeah. That's right.
And everybody wanted my plants.
have yours flowered any in that situation?
No, but they got, you know, the blade really big. And I used to cut them off and take them to a friend of mine up in Dallas. And she did her hair, her skin, everything.
No, that's good.
That's, she used a lot of it.
Well, thank you for the report.
Yes, thank you. And keep doing the job you're doing. It's working.
Okay, Roger, thanks.
All right, have a good one.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we spent most of the day talking about Garrett Juice and related items to Garrett Juice, the vinegar being maybe the most important ingredient out there. I know a lot of people listening are in the business and make their own various kinds of mixtures, and a lot of them work good. But the one thing that will make it work better, well, two things. One is the vinegar. I think it has so many powerful attributes, just like you were hearing there, even helping with insects and diseases and things. But it's just got this great buffering power. The other thing you need to do is put living organisms in the mix. You don't have to. Using Garrett Juice and other organic fertilizers, the microbes will build up on their own over a period of time. But if you put something in the soil, potted plants, new bed preparation, new vegetables, new landscaping, whatever it is you're growing, like the Thrive with both beneficial fungus and bacteria in the mix, that's just amazing what you'll see. Other people have similar. In fact, I was talking to Wayne Tucker, who's got the BioSI products. He deals mainly with agricultural people, but he has a similar thing. The key is whatever you buy, make sure it has beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus both in the product, and you will see some startling, very pleasing results. But Garrett Juice, the star today, this concept called Garrett Juice, again, it's on the website. The formula is there for you. If you want our newsletter, it is simple. Send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. If you want podcast of any of our previous shows, you can get it on the website, dirtdoctor.com. We'll be around tomorrow starting at 8 o'clock Dallas time, streamed live for the rest of you. Enjoy this cold, snowy weather, and we'll see you tomorrow.